I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The annual Cinema Pacific Film Festival brings films and new media from countries which border the Pacific Ocean to venues in Eugene and Portland now through Sunday, April 27th. It also brings several events with live performance elements and the annual Adrenaline Film Project, in which films are created and then shown after a 72-hour frenzy. Joining me in the KLCC studios are Cinema Pacific director Richard Herskowitz and Lee Kilton-Smith, a mentor for the Adrenaline Film Project, who's served as an acting coach for Jennifer Aniston, among many others. Welcome to KLCC.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, this is a multifaceted festival, which is centered by the Pacific Ocean and centered by film, but it reaches beyond both. Richard, how would you summarize this grand vision?
What we really are after is a live cinema experience. It's always movies plus music, plus live theater, plus food, really making the theatrical experience more interactive and engaging again.
When you put so many films and events together, there are bound to be themes that reflect societal trends and beyond that emerge. What do you see emerging in this year's festival?
We have the section that's looking at Chilean cinema and another section at Taiwanese. And that is consistent every year, that we really find what is the more exciting emerging talents from these various countries. And I'm really happy with who we found from Chile, a playwright named Guillermo Calderon, who had made a film that I loved called Violeta Went to Heaven, about the folk singer and artist Violeta Parra, who rose up from the poor and became really a significant, inspiring singer and leader in Chile. But it turned out that he's also got a reputation, the writer of the film, as just one of Chile's great playwrights. And so in bringing him here, not only did he say he could present his film, but could we do a staged reading of one of his plays, which we're doing at the Bijou Theater with three Portland actors. Here's a theme that kind of emerged for me out of the West Coast. I found that there are artists working on the subject of wildlife and endangered species, particularly wolves, it turned out. An artist named Vanessa Rennick, who's based in Portland, and she has done this amazing performance called Hope and Pray, three screens of footage of wolves in the wild, while a musician, a guy named Daniel Menche, does a live score with it. Another artist I came across named Deke Weaver had a performance art piece also with video projections that he interacts with live, and his piece is called Wolf. So obviously these two things went together, and we're showing them back to back on Saturday night, live theater, music, and film, all at the Schnitzer Museum on Saturday night.
One of the popular elements of this festival every year is the Adrenaline Film Project, which gives teams 72 hours to write, direct, edit, and then present a finished film. Lee, you're a mentor. You must have to distill your coaching skills as a mentor as much as the filmmaking process is distilled. Is that correct?
This is correct. There is a distillation that takes place because I'm communicating not only my knowledge of working over 30 years with actors, but also my knowledge of having been on multiple film sets. We have 12 teams of three people minimum each, and each of those 12 teams have had only 72 hours to receive their genre, to go away and come up with a pitch that must be greenlit, and then a script that must also be greenlit and written, and then they have to cast it, shoot it, edit it, and we show it on Saturday night.
And what is the core of the advice that you bring to these teams as a mentor?
To stay alive, to stay active, to spot what is in front of them rather than what they saw in their mind. I think that is my experience coming from Los Angeles filmmaking.
What do you see emerging from films that are created in 72 hours that you might not see emerging when people have enough time or perhaps too much time to work these things?
A richness in creativity. Budget has never been the determining factor of whether or not a film is good. The Adrenaline Film Project produces films that you can't even begin to believe the scope of imagination and skill that goes into getting that together in that span of time. It's so exciting.
Richard, anything you'd like to add about the Adrenaline Film Project?
Just that the event on Saturday night is, year after year, the most electrifying program in the festival. The audience gets to vote. The teams are there. The actors are in the room. It's a screening like no other.
What do you want this festival to contribute to cross-cultural understanding and creative understanding?
Really, what I learned was that there are all these connections around the Pacific Ocean. Seeing all this interchange that's happening, that there are vital cinemas around the world, but we're all feeding and inspiring each other.
Well, thank you both for your participation and for coming in.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much for having us.
Richard Herskowitz, director of the Cinema Pacific Film Festival, and Lee Kilton-Smith, who will be one of the mentors for this year's Adrenaline Film Project. The Cinema Pacific Film Festival brings films, new media, live performance, and more to venues in Eugene and Portland through this Sunday, April 27th. For tickets and complete information, cinemapacific.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.